Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Yesterday, I was speaking to you about really understanding more deeply the gift that God's Word is to us, the living Word. That's what got me started doing this program so many years ago, was I came to love the Word of God. I came to see how God revealed himself in his word. I came to understand more part of how God wanted to feed me. Yes, yes, the great food is the food of the Eucharist. Yes, receive it as often as you can. It strengthens. It helps you to avoid sin. It helps you to hunger and thirst for the good. Receive the Eucharist as often as you can. But I also want to say to you, allow the Word. It's food of another kind, but it is the living Word of God that has power to transform us. If you have not already in your life, make a decision. As I mentioned yesterday, make a decision to begin to read the Word of God daily and then memorize those verses that mean something to you. For example, there is a beautiful verse in Psalm 27 that says, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, be stout-hearted, and wait for the Lord." It's actually used in today's liturgy. Wait for the Lord, be strong, be stout-hearted, and wait for the Lord. And just memorize that verse from Psalm 27. Just memorize that verse. And when you're in difficulty, when things aren't going your way, when no matter what you do, it doesn't seem to work, that's when you pull this out. Wait for the Lord, be strong, be stout-hearted, and wait for the Lord. The Lord loves me. The Lord will not fail me. I will stand firm. I will not give in to despair. I will not give in to anger and hatred. I will wait for the Lord. I will be strong in his power and his grace. It's in a certain way, it's preaching to yourself. But you're preaching with the living Word of God that has power, to help you think differently. You receive the grace to carry out what the Word asks of you. And what is grace? As I've so often said, grace is God sharing himself with us. When he sees us really seeking to follow him, "Lord, I feel like I'm going to fall flat on my face right now. I cry out to you and I don't hear anything. I cry out to you and I get no answer. I'm ready to give up, Lord." Wait for the Lord, be strong, be stout-hearted, and wait for the Lord. Because no matter how long you have to wait, God will be exactly on time and you'll see it in retrospect. But it takes faith to believe that he hears your prayer. He does, brothers and sisters. As long as you are repenting for sin as quickly as you can, as long as you are frequenting the sacrament of reconciliation, God will hear every word. Why do I say that? Because sin darkens the intellect and weakens the will. Sin darkens the intellect and weakens the will. So when you're weakened and when you're darkened, it's hard to hear the Lord. That's why I'm saying read the Word of God, receive the Eucharist, and keep doing it. Go to confession regularly and wait upon the Lord. He will not be late. Wait for the Lord. Be strong. Be stout-hearted. And you'll see it might be 6 months. It might be a year. Do not give up. Follow him. Because those who are strong, that is strong in his might, who do wait for the Lord, they will hear him. He will answer them. Grant us, we pray, O Lord, perseverance in obeying your will, that in our days the people dedicated to your service may grow in both merit and number. That's the opening prayer for today. In a certain way, we're all in his service. Some of us are dedicated in a particular way, consecrated in a particular way. But all of us are his sons and daughters. Therefore, all of us should want to serve our Father, love our Father, our Savior, our Redeemer, all of us. And God will give us what we need in order to be able to do that. The first reading today is from the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verses 4 to 9. From Mount Hor, the children of Israel set out on the Red Sea road to bypass the land of Edom. But with their patience worn out by the journey, the people complained against God and Moses. They, get us, free us from the Egyptians, get us out of here. And Moses did. And then after a while, they start to complain again because this isn't right and that isn't right. And they forget what God had done for them, the miracles that God worked for them. We all forget. And when we're in a crisis time, it's just so easy to give in to complaining, so easy to give in to hopelessness. Don't you dare. Really, don't. God is at hand. Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in this desert where there is no food or water? We are disgusted with this wretched food. They are really upset. Poor Moses. He's doing exactly what God is asking of him. God is going to bring them to the promised land. And they're just going around complaining and whining, etc., etc., and in rebellion against the one who can lead them, the one appointed by God to lead them. Take a look at yourself in light of that. In punishment, so the Lord punished them for their lack of faith. Whoa, when push came to shove, they even forgot what God had done for them, as I said, in Egypt. Here they are now, another obstacle. And they don't believe that God hears every word they pray. In punishment, the Lord sent among the people seraph serpents, which bit the people so that many of them died. And then they woke up. Okay, this disaster comes upon them. All kinds of people die in their company, perhaps in their own family, and then they begin to wake up. We have sinned in complaining against the Lord and you. Pray the Lord to take the serpents away from us. So Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, make a seraph mounted on a pole. Whoever looks at it after being bitten will live. Moses accordingly made a bronze serpent and mounted it on a pole, and whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. Look, brothers and sisters, at the parallel here. Jesus on the cross, the one who healed our wounds and is healing our wounds, the one who died so that we might have access to eternal life. So we don't have the bronze serpent, we have the crucifix. Moses made a bronze serpent, mounted it on a pole. Whenever anyone who had been bitten by a serpent looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. It was a type, it was an image, it was a shadow of what was to come when Jesus would die on the cross for us. Do you carry a crucifix with you? I'm not talking about decoration. I'm talking about a crucifix that you can grab hold of, that you can hold on to in difficult times. Small enough for your purse, your pocket. Have a crucifix with you. And when you're in doubt and when you're fearful and things are coming at you, grab hold. In punishment, the Lord sent among people seraph serpents which bit the people so that many of them died. You can die in your sin. Receive Jesus. Receive the power of the cross to heal you. O Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come unto you. Make Psalm 102 your psalm for today. O Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come unto you. Hide not your face from me in the day of my distress. Incline your ear to me in the day when I call. Answer me speedily. If you're going through a hard time, memorize Psalm 102. Just take it right here and memorize it and begin to pray it. It's a living word. God has equipped us, but he gave us free will. Again, I say it. He's given us free will. And because of that, he will not force us. It's a free choice. Please make the right choices. Please put your energy where it's going to give you life. Please be willing to humble yourself before the Lord and say, I've sinned, I have fallen short. Then ask him for help, and he will give it. In the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 21 to 30, Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am going away, and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So he's saying that to the Pharisees. So the Jews said, he is not going to kill himself, is he? Because he said, where I am going, you cannot come. So they're talking back and forth. They're confused. He said to them, you belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. You belong to this world. I do not belong to this world. That is why I told you that you will die in your sins. If you belong to the world, you take the world's values, you take the world's priorities. And if you do that, you will die. Honestly, you will die. So where are you right now? What do you follow? Do you follow the scripture? Do you follow the teaching of the church? Do you follow the Ten Commandments? Do you repent when you fail? Is that the framework of your life? If you truly believe that Jesus is the Son of God and you follow him, then you will receive the blessing. If not, you're headed for death. It's your choice. So they said to him, well, who are you? And Jesus said to them, what I told you from the beginning, I have much to say about you in condemnation. But the one who sent me is true, and what I heard from him, I tell the world. They did not realize that he was speaking to them of the Father. Why? Because they weren't open. They were just trying to judge him, to criticize him, to accuse him. They weren't opening their hearts. And so therefore, they didn't understand what he was saying. So Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will realize that I am. He is the fullness of life, the fullness of existence. You will realize that I am, and that I do nothing on my own, but I say only what the Father taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what is pleasing to him. And because he spoke this way, many came to believe in him. The scribes and the Pharisees, their hearts were hardened. They had their own agenda. How many of us, even if we look at the scribes and Pharisees and say, oh my goodness, they're terrible. How much of that spirit is in us? How much of that accusatory spirit is in us? How much do we try to deflect everything so that we don't have to undergo a change, a transformation? Brothers and sisters, God has the fullness of life for you and for me, but we have to choose to follow him. To thank him for his death on the cross for us. Really thank him. May God lead you in these days. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.